So we're going to go through some of the do's and don'ts, starting with the first thing, which is to own your judgments or your assessments as judgments and assessments rather than stating them as facts. Now, the language that we use to own our judgments is to start a sentence with saying, it's my judgment that, dot, 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 or it's my assessment that.
It's my opinion that. It's my belief that.
Or it really seems to me that.
The way I see this is.
So in our little role play, Alice said, quote, we said lunch at noon. And then Cliff said, we said 12:30. Both of them stating things as absolute facts, as if there could be no possible question about those facts, as if no one could possibly disagree.
So how might we have said those differently in order to own our judgments or assessments? I might have said, I thought we were meeting at noon.
And I might have said, it's my memory that we agreed to meet at 12:30.
And then we would have been much cleaner.
And you can probably feel it would have been a softer conversation with more opening for people to discuss our assessments than the way it actually turned out.
Unowned judgments are the most common kind of no-no in a conversation. So we loaded up our role play with a bunch of them.
So here's some of the other no-nos that were embedded in that conversation.
One of the things I said was, obviously you were running late and didn't bother to call me. That was my assessment of the situation, some conclusions that I had come to, and I stated them as facts. There was also a very hidden, very sneaky judgment when I said, Cliff, you didn't bother to call me. It almost suggests that he isn't a caring person because he didn't even care enough to pick up his cell phone and give me a call.
So what Alice might have said, the do here, she might have said, you know, in my opinion, or I came to the conclusion that you were just running late. And then I made this interpretation up that you didn't even bother to call me. Again, that would have been a much more open conversation.
Yeah.
Than what she actually said.
Yeah.
And Cliff, when he's in that conversation, he said, there you go, jumping to conclusions again.
There were sort of two things going on there. One was he was saying that I was jumping to conclusions, which is a judgment. And he also used the word again. To say again says that there's a pattern here. And this is only the most recent instance. So Alice is somebody who jumps to conclusions all the time, and this is only the most recent time that Cliff has caught her doing it.
Yeah, pretty sneaky, eh? I got that in. So I might have had to say, you know, it's, look, I have this interpretation, I have this opinion, it's my belief that you often jump to conclusions, and now you're just doing it again.
Right.
And as well, I might have had to say, you know, I've come to the conclusion that you're jumping to conclusions. And if I'd had to say it that way, I probably wouldn't have said it at all, because I would have noticed that I was jumping to conclusions when I was saying that she was jumping to conclusions.
And sometimes we refer to no-nos or misspeaks as stink bombs. And there was a real stink bomb in this conversation when I said, actually, there's several in this one sentence. I said, I felt so neglected and isolated.
Mm-hmm. And we'll get in a little further into just how stinky that one is under the feelings section, the second thing. But for right here, we'll point out that Alice wasn't actually reporting her feelings. She was reporting some assessments, namely that I had neglected her and I had made her be isolated. And she managed to pull all that off as saying it was just how she felt.
Pretty sneaky.
Mm-hmm. Cliff said, you always make things my fault. And this has a couple of elements in it. One, he's stating there as fact his assessment that she's making something his fault. And he managed to get in the word always again. Like, she's always doing this, and this is just the most recent instance. So Cliff could have done a bunch of ownership on that one, saying, you know, I'm thinking that you always make things my fault.
Another judgment that I snuck in was when I described Cliff as somebody who can't admit it when he makes a mistake.
Mm-hmm. She didn't want to work with somebody who can't admit it when he's made a mistake.
Right. And I was describing him very clearly with an assessment that he's somebody who can't admit it when he's made a mistake. And after all, I want to point out, we don't even know what has actually happened. And it's entirely possible that she's the one who made the mistake. Maybe they really did agree to meet at 12:30.
And in many ways, 75% of learning clean talk is learning to own your judgments as judgments, to state your assessments as assessments rather than stating them as facts.